Today from the Ohio Newsroom, is Ohio the Midwest? Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Researchers from the Middle West Review ask people across the country a simple question. Do you consider yourself a part of the Midwest? More than 70% of Ohioans said, you betcha. But the Buckeye State didn't score as high as many other middle-of-the-country states. Here to settle the all-too-polite competition on who counts as Midwestern is the report's author, John Lauck. Thank you so much for being here, John.
Thank you, Kendall.
It looks like we're not all on the same page here in Ohio, because almost a quarter of Ohioans said they didn't see themselves as Midwestern. But you don't see that same kind of fracture in Missouri or Iowa or Minnesota, where more than 90% said yes. So what is the deal with Ohio?
Well, places like Iowa and Minnesota, where they say they're 97% Midwestern, they're sort of dead center of the Midwest. But the story of Ohio is that it anchors the eastern edge of the Midwest. And I would say when you're in Columbus and anywhere to the west or north of there, you're pretty firmly entrenched in the Midwest. But when you go east, when you get to Steubenville, when you get down to Athens, when you get to that southeast corner of Ohio that butts up against Kentucky, then it's a little more Appalachia. Midwestern intensity is greater in the central part of the state and farther west.
So it sounds like we have some competing identities then in Ohio. But that begs the question, what is the Midwest identity? How do we define that? Is it a geographic boundary thing or a cultural thing?
Well, it's a combination. It is clearly a matter of geography. It roughly begins in eastern Ohio and extends out into the Dakotas and Nebraska and Kansas. Now, some people thought that the Midwest kind of ended at the 100th meridian, but our survey data shows it extends farther west, even trickling into Montana and Wyoming just a little bit. That makes us conclude that the Midwest is wider or thicker than we thought it was when we started.
Why does it matter who considers themselves a Midwesterner? Does it, or is it just fodder for this debate on who's truly in the Midwest?
I think there is a very natural human longing to know their roots and their identity. What does it mean that I'm from Columbus, or that I'm from Toledo, or I'm from Cleveland? This study emphasizes or makes clear that we all are attached to regions. We all come from places. And sometimes we lose sight of that. I mean, we stare into our phones all day. We think everything is connected through the internet. And we think all these places are interchangeable, but they're not. Identity persists. It continues. And even all these young people in Ohio that move off to take jobs in the coast or whatever, they still cheer for the Buckeyes and they still have Ohio roots. So this identity does not go away.
That's John Lauck. He's a researcher with the Middle West Review and the author of The Good Country, A History of the American Midwest. It was such a pleasure talking with you, John.
Thank you, Kendall.
Market your organization while supporting important statewide journalism by sponsoring the Ohio Newsroom. Your message will be heard by thousands across Ohio daily during Today from the Ohio Newsroom segments. For more information, please email Kyle Wilson at kyle.wilson@ohionewsroom.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you on Monday.